Now, you truly are a tricontinental man. I find you now in Latin America, where you're closely watching what's happening in Ecuador. Summarize, if you would, for us, what's happened in the elections there.
Well, the first round of the election has taken place. As we speak, the official results are not out. The leading candidate of the Citizens' Revolution, the Citizens' Movement, Andres Arauz, a 36-year-old economist, is far in the lead. He has 36-37% of the vote. You need a 40% threshold to prevent a second round. Most likely there'll be a second round. The real question is, who will he fight in the second round? He has two people that he's got to, one of the two that he'll face, either Guillermo Lasso, who's a former banker, or Mr. Perez, who's one of the heads of an indigenous organization. Whatever happens, Ecuador certainly needs a new beginning, George. It's been under the leadership of President Moreno, who has really brought that country down. You remember that in order to get an IMF loan, a loan from the International Monetary Fund, he betrayed Julian Assange, threw him out of the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK. He arrested Ola Bini, a friend of mine personally, but also a friend of Julian Assange in Quito, Ecuador. He went to the IMF, got a totally odious loan from them, and started blaming this process on China. It's extraordinary the work that Mr. Moreno has done for the United States. As a consequence of mishandling of the pandemic, corruption, this tilt toward the United States, his poll numbers were down near zero, which is why he didn't run. Ecuador needs a new beginning, and I'm quite confident that Mr. Andres Arauz, as I said, a very young economist, most likely will take the reins. He used to work in the government of Rafael Correa. He's a man with no corruption at all, not even the whiff of corruption. Ecuador needs a new beginning, and I very much hope that he will be inaugurated later this year as the president.